Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Says the keynote speaker is a familiar name to DC sports fans.
The keynote speaker is going to be Mr. Bruce Allen, who's the president of the Washington Redskins. And under his leadership, there's been a very strong military support.
Allen and more than a dozen World War II veterans and Pearl Harbor survivors will take part in a wreath laying at the Freedom Wall. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,141, NASDAQ at 67.76. In sports, Cavs come out strong against the Chicago Blackhawks, beating them 6-2. Wizards in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
Mark Levin, 6 to 9 p.m.
I really think it's my public duty as a public service to give you a little bit more information.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass. Carpoolers travel toll-free with Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Barbara, must start with the better news for our Maryland commuters. If you're coming from the Eastern Shore and trying to get up toward Annapolis, all lanes have been reopened. So if you're coming 50, I know the Bay Bridge is still slow. Traffic no longer being taken off of 50 onto Cape St. Clair Road. You can now get by. That's where we had the earlier tractor-trailer crash. It looks like they might still have the left lane crowded. Eastbound, your lanes have been open. But again, traffic is moving again, albeit slowly, as we try to recover. Now, if you're trying to get in and out of Tacoma, not cleared. And crews tell me through the rush hour, they do expect this closure of 410 East-West Highway at Fairview Drive to continue. That's between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. North of that closure, if you normally use 410, you might want to try University City Boulevard, south of Eastern Avenue. Those could work as your option, so plan ahead. Out of Frederick, here we go on 270. Through Urbana, Hyattstown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, slow. Out of the Frederick area, 355, as we've been talking about the crash yesterday over the at the Monocacy River, damaged the bridge, and that'll be closed indefinitely till they can figure out the time frame to repair that bridge, so that's not working. 66, it's just been about the volume. No problems inside or outside of the Beltway to report. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. A few clouds around this morning. A little chillier than 24 hours ago. We'll go through the day with a few clouds and near seasonable temperatures, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 43 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by VDOT. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good
Good morning. Happy Friday Eve. Joining us at 7:15 from the Washington Examiner, Susan Ferriccio with all the news coming out of D.C. And at 8:05, it's Eli Lake. He's with Bloomberg, and he will be talking to us about the embassy moving to Jerusalem and why everyone is in an uproar about just moving it to the Capitol. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Hey, good morning. I want to talk to you about some gun legislation that passed through the House yesterday, a concealed carry reciprocity bill. It's an interesting piece of legislation, and who better to join us and talk about it than a spokeswoman for the NRA, Jennifer Baker, who's here this morning. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Mary and Vince.
Really glad to have you. So tell us, what is in this legislation? We talked about it a little bit yesterday morning, and I'd like to know especially about this idea that there was a fix-nix bill either included in the House legislation or set to be included in the Senate version. Tell us about all of this.
Okay, well, this vote really marks a watershed moment for Second Amendment rights. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which is the piece of legislation that passed the House by a vote of 231 to 198 yesterday, really is the culmination of a 30-year movement that would recognize the constitutional right of all law-abiding Americans to defend themselves wherever they may be, wherever they're allowed to be legally.
So if you have a permit in your home state, you can carry that gun in every other state in the country.
Yes, and it is a solution to a real problem for a lot of law-abiding gun owners who travel across state lines, particularly in our tri-state area, where you have different gun laws governing Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. And oftentimes, well-meaning gun owners who carry a firearm for self-defense when they are outside of the home unwittingly break the law and become felons. And we've seen instance after instance. And what this says is, if you're able to carry a firearm in your home state, if you meet all the requirements to do that, you're legally allowed to do that, then you can carry that firearm with you in whatever state you may go to, and you can do that legally without fear of, you know, unknowingly breaking a law and becoming a criminal.
Right. I mean, the twisted thing here is that if you accidentally commit a felony, say you leave a gun in your trunk or whatever, and you, and it ends up being found, you've now committed a felony, by extension, you lose your right to have a gun, right?
Exactly. And people just... your average citizen who thinks they're doing the right thing, and oftentimes these permit holders will be pulled over for a routine traffic stop and voluntarily tell the officer, like they've been taught in their training programs, that they have a firearm on them. And at that moment, they're arrested, and they can spend time in jail, years and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars trying to appeal that, just for exercising their constitutional right to self-defense.
Thomas Massie out of Kentucky is the chair of the Second Amendment Caucus, and he doesn't like this. He does not like the fix-nix portion of this bill that was added on to the reciprocity bill. It was originally a reciprocity bill. This fix-nix part was added on to this. He doesn't like this. Can you explain why?
Well, I can't speak to, why Congressman Massie has been... doesn't have the facts on this bill, but we do know that there was a so-called gun group out there that was spreading a lot of misinformation. And this oftentimes happens, during the legislative process. There's information that gets out there that's not accurate. But the NRA, this is our top legislative priority, something we've been working on for decades. And so we have lawyers, people that review this legislation very meticulously. And the misinformation that was being spread about the fix-nix portion of this bill is just not accurate. I know that they were talking about it creating a new prohibited class, and that people who weren't previously prohibited from owning a firearm or possessing one would now be prohibited and put into the system. That's simply not true.
So
what the fix-nix portion of the bill did is, or does, will do if it becomes law, is that it will offer incentives for different agencies within the government who have access to records of prohibited people to enter them into the system. And we've seen it's a real problem in some of the high-profile tragedies that have happened recently, where violent criminals, people who were already prohibited by federal law from owning or possessing a firearm, were able to pass a background check and purchased a firearm legally and commit these atrocities. And they should have been in the system. They should not have passed the background check. They should have been prohibited. And all this does is put those records, the people who are already prohibited by federal law, into the system. It doesn't expand who's prohibited in any way.
All right, let me ask you. So if you have a medical condition for whatever you that prohibits you from having a weapon, how does that medical information get into a national system that would prevent you from getting a gun?
Well, agencies are required by law, if they have records of a prohibiting offense, that you are entered into the system. I mean, let's take the example of what happened in Texas recently. The person that committed that heinous act had been adjudicated by a court in the Air Force for a felony that was a prohibiting offense, and the Air Force did not enter the record into the system. This fix and mix portion of the bill just offers an incentive for people who should already, who are legal, already legally required to enter that record in the system to do so.
Right, and that was a domestic violence case in the case of Devin Kelly, the church shooter who the Air Force failed to get that information into the NICS system, and he was able to legally buy guns as a result.
A pretty violent offense. If you review the records.
Yep.
And I think as a society we can all agree, and it's already federal law, that violent criminals should not have access to
the
firearms.
Fear here,
and they're already prohibited.
The fear here, Jennifer, to the extent that we've heard it, is the idea that, say, you know, people who are in treatment at the VA, who maybe are getting like post-traumatic stress treatment or something, could be ruled out of purchasing a gun because their information could be shared with the NICS system. Is that the case that you're aware of?
No, not in. There is nothing in this legislation that allows for any agency, the VA or any other agency, to enter a record into the system where a person is not already prohibited by the federal government, by the Gun Control Act, from possessing a firearm. Now, is the NICS system perfect? No, it's not. There were abuses under the Obama administration. They did try to dump a bunch of records of people who were not prohibited by the legal definitions in the Gun Control Act. And, you know, the NRA went to great lengths, and some of that stuff still goes on. But this bill actually has a remedy for people who have erroneously been entered into the system. Right now, if your name pops up in the system, like if you went to purchase a firearm and you know you're not a prohibited person and you were denied, you would have to go through a quite lengthy appeals process. And currently, that process, it can take the FBI sometimes over a year to get back to you. A provision in this fix NICS bill would say that they have 60 days to get back to you. So the FBI is required to respond to your appeal within 60 days.
Gotcha.
So there's even a remedy for people who end up in the system who shouldn't be, or believe they shouldn't be in the system.
Okay, well, thank you. Is the NRA supporting this bill, clearing the House? It heads on to the Senate. We'll see if it is able to pass in the Senate. Jennifer Baker, NRA spokeswoman, thank you very much for giving us some clarity on your position on this morning.
Okay, great. And have a really nice day.
You do too. Thank you very much.
It's 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, did you hear? 50 Maryland has been reopened. That was shut down for hours with a tractor-trailer incident. So now if you're coming off of the Bay Bridge and heading in toward Annapolis, you can now take 50 without being diverted at Cape St. Clair Road. It's just about recovering as far as the volume. It's been a major tie-up here in town, Suitland Parkway, but the crash just cleared. It's going to take a while to clear this if it's your route after Alabama, but before Stanton Road for that accident activity. Route 4 picked up a little bit of that traffic. East Capitol Street trying to get past 295, and as you're making your way over the Whitney Young Bridge toward the RFK Stadium, still dealing with an incident with one lane block, so unusual backups for East Capitol Street commuters. Prince George's County still working the crash that brought down utility pole and wires and closed as East-West Highway between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road as a result. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 51. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low about 35. And then tomorrow, cloudy, high of 43. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 43 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
All right, joining us now, Susan Ferriccio. She's the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, let's dive right into it. A lot of stuff happening this week on Capitol Hill. I want to ask you first about Al Franken's future. It seems like he's going to announce that he will resign today, although he tweeted last night that no final decision has been made. What are you hearing?
Hey, good morning, Vince and Mary. That's a good point. He did tweet last night that no decision had been made, but there were some Democrats in Minnesota who claimed to have inside knowledge that he would, in fact, be resigning. That seems like the logical path for him, given what was happening yesterday. There were a lot of people calling for his resignation within his own party, all the female senators, a lot of the senators in general on his in his party, as well as the minority leader Chuck Schumer, who personally reached out to him and told him that he had to resign. So it sounds like he doesn't really have much of a choice because everybody wants him to leave. But we got to hear it from him.
What happens if he chooses not to?
Well, he can stay. There's an ethics investigation ongoing right now. So that would take a while. He could stay and continue to legislate. Nothing would stop him from doing that. For him to go, it would require 2/3 vote in the Senate to expel him. And normally, that doesn't happen until there's an ethics inquiry, an ethics hearing.
But they've got the numbers. I mean, all you would need, obviously, is 66 senators. They have 82, if you count all of the Republicans and the people who are already calling, or at least all of the Republicans.
An expulsion vote is different, though. It's a higher threshold, and sure, he probably would. You could guess that would happen, but I always remind people that expulsions are rare, and there hasn't been one in the Senate since 1863.
Right. Sorry, it was 84, to show you my back of the napkin math. Let's talk about this government shutdown. Let's flip over to that for a second, because the president of the United States said yesterday it could happen this week. So what are the terms of the debate? Why could we see a government shutdown as soon as this weekend?
Well, Democrats are trying to exert some leverage here. The only time they have any is when there's a must-pass bill that requires their cooperation, and that's the spending bill. So they want to see what they can get out of it. So what they want out of this deal is language for the Dreamers, for the young people who came here illegally. And so they want that included in the spending bill. But initially, I think they thought they were going to get that. And I think the Democrats believe that not only were they going to get that Dream Act measure in there, but that they would be able to get it without the commensurate border security that the Republicans want. They thought they had the leverage here. Well, there was a lot of pushback, and Trump said, no way are we getting the Dreamer stuff through without my border wall money. So we hit this impasse. And that's basically where we are at this point. Republicans are now saying, hey, we don't want any dream legislation in the spending legislation. We'll take that up separately. So they're at a real impasse right now. There's a big White House meeting. I hear from Democrats they're sounding a little more flexible because I think they realize if there is a shutdown, they might get blamed for it. I don't think anybody wants that in their party. And so at this point, it's a real delicate situation. I think this meeting today might be pivotal if they're able to reach an agreement on just getting spending done for the year. That's what people are hoping for, because on the Republican side, they've got problems with their conservatives who are fed up with these short-term spending measures and the lack of spending discipline.
That meeting today, by the way, happening at 3 o'clock. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell all finally having that meeting with the president.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, Susan, I see this potential shutdown as different from the ones in the past because President Trump is such a strong leader. I see him, as he has already done, calling the Democrats out on this and blaming the Democrats full-voiced, this is on them, this is why it's happening, this is why the Democrats are shutting down the government. And I think because of that, the Republicans are going to finally find their backbone because it really is President Trump, and they're going to be more willing to stand strong. What do you think?
Yeah, Mary, I have to say, you're making the pivotal point here, and I have to say I agree with you at the moment. Now, this could change, but I think you're right. What the president did yesterday was politically smart. He got out ahead of it, said, hey, it's the Democrats. They want to shut this down by wrapping immigration into a spending bill. This is exactly what the Democrats did when Republicans tried to shut the government down over the health care bill a few years back, and it backfired on the Republicans. Democrats are watching this closely. They don't want to be blamed. Normally, it's always the Republicans who get blamed for these shutdown showdowns. It's the Republicans who bear the political damage for it. But I think this time, no one's quite sure who's going to get blamed for it, and that's why you have some power on the Republican side. So as you're saying, will they get a backbone? They already have one, because they're saying, we're not putting immigration in here. No, we're just passing a spending bill. I think Democrats may have to back down. I can't guarantee they're going to do it, but you already heard them signaling they would at least approve a two-week measure because they don't want to shut the government down. Also, Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader in the House, tweeting yesterday, hey, we're not talking about a shutdown. Only President Trump is. I think they're trying to say, look, don't pin this on us. But people will pin it on them if they are the ones blocking this thing, ultimately, if it excludes the DREAM Act bill. So we're at a real kind of like, you know, brinksmanship moment here between the two parties. And that's why I say this meeting might be very interesting today in terms of positioning, political positioning on the government spending bill.
Yeah, it'd also be interesting if we get a two-week extension, that means we'll just have this debt fight again in 2 weeks. Susan Ferriccio,
guaranteed.
Thank you very much, as always, for joining us, giving us a breakdown of what's going on in Washington today.
Good to be on. Thank you.
Nice to have you. 723 now, WMAL.
The game of football is about pain. I thought foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad those are supports are in my shoes.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Are you one of those people, like so many of us, that pretend that a tooth doesn't hurt? You're like, you try to ignore it, you hope it goes away, and then you're like, ugh, I gotta go see a dentist. So that's when you finally go to the dentist. Well, that nagging pain is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it. And the Dream Team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, well, they are here to help. During your first new patient visit, they're going to take the time to learn more about you, and they're going to work with you to plan out your dental health care plan. If you prefer sedation, they're going to customize that for you too. Sedation allows for multiple procedures to be done in just one visit, and many cases you won't even remember your visit, or maybe you just need a little something to make you less anxious. They can do that as well. They make sure everyone is on the same page with the treatment plan. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or maybe you just need a really great dentist, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's 725, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in addition to our normal rush hour delays, a couple problems. Let's go Maryland, in and out of the Tacoma area. Shutdown is 410, a stretch of it, east-west highway, essentially between New Hampshire Avenue and Fairview Drive, which is between Riggs Road as well. So as you're planning ahead with that closure, you might want to head north of that area, use University Boulevard or south of an Eastern Avenue. Again, can't use east-west highway in that area due to an accident that brought down a pole and wires. 50 coming off the Bay Bridge. Still a bit of volume here to get past Cape St. Clair, but no longer detoured. That tractor-trailer incident has been cleared. Suitland Parkway inbound has been a tough go this morning after Alabama Avenue coming up the Stanton Road. Still see some remnants of the earlier crash. On 50, BW Parkway through Riverdale Chevrolet, heavy to 295. Virginia, it's been pretty calm for you on 395, just the volume delay. Same story on 66. crash on 95 at the Prince William Parkway. That's been to the shoulder for a while. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning, some this afternoon. 51 overnight tonight, partly cloudy in 34, 20 suburbs, and a cloudy and cold Friday with highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're stuck 43 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
This week at Mattress Warehouse, mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, they've got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 30% on all in-stock Cabela's camp furniture and 25% on hunting boots for the family. Get $110 off a Bushnell Trophy Extreme 800 laser rangefinder. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. Doorbusters, where the first 250 in line receive a free giveaway. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, Taylor Swift. Yeah, she's not political, and that's really annoying a lot of people. It's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem. She's just an artist, and she just cares about her music. It's shocking. 7:30 WMAL News. That's next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news sponsored by Cabinet Discounters. More than two dozen people arrested in the metro area, part of a major investigation into gang violence. 28 people taken into custody facing drug and firearms charges. All eyes and wallets focused on 66 tolls again this morning.
This was sold to us on false pretenses. This needs to be rethought. The way that they're implementing it is totally out of sync with how they sold this project.
Northern Virginia Transportation Commission board member Ron Meyer wants to cap the tolls that have reached as high as $40 this week for solo drivers. A person hit by an Amtrak train in Maryland last night has died. Maryland Transit says Amtrak hit a trespasser near Maryland's Edgewood Station. The Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group Al-Shabaab, based in Africa, is now urging Muslims to take up weapons in response to President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, while Hamas is calling for a Palestinian uprising. rising. Santa Ana winds driving the flames in Southern California's Ventura County. More than 200,000 are under evacuation orders. And today marks the 76th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,141, the NASDAQ at 67.76. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. Caps beat the Blackhawks 6-2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-900-6177. That's 800-900-6177. 800-900-6177. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Here's our Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up on the George Washington Parkway coming southbound. Right as you come up toward 123, off the beltway, you're doing okay through McLean. Then you'll hit the brakes pretty hard here. Crashes after 123 northbound, slowing to check it out as well. Commuters that are sitting in the lineup thinking, better get off of the GW Parkway. So onto the Chain Bridge and onto Chain Bridge Road, really, really slow. So if you can stick with it here, right as you pass the exit, won't cost you too much extra time through that stretch. Now, elsewhere, on the Baltimore Washington Parkway, if you heard me talk about the crash in Laurel, the activity was on the shoulder that was in the northbound side, but still have delays each direction on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Hillendale coming down toward the Beltway, you head toward Powder Mill Road, crash reported. Outer Loop near University Boulevard had the incident that was in the backups heading over to George Avenue. Yes, it's a busy morning. A lot going on. And finally, let me remind you, if you hadn't heard, in and out of the Tacoma area, 410 East West Highway, closed between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. Accident brought down utility pole and wires. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Thursday. Good drive in. Should be a pretty nice drive home. A few clouds around with blue sky will make it up to about 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 34 degrees in Chantilly, 36 in Waldorf, 43 and mostly clear at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Coming up on WMAL at 8:05, Eli Lake. He is a Bloomberg View columnist. We will discuss the president's decision to move the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Hey,
Taylor Swift is one of the biggest pop stars in the world. Her new album, Reputation, has already sold over 1.6 million copies in just 3 weeks. But Taylor Swift occupies an interesting place in the realm of politics, which is to say, she doesn't have a position. She's apolitical. Every time she's asked about things like this, she always takes a pass. She balks. She doesn't want to answer that. She's into music. She wants to pass on politics. She's not interested in joining it. And this is driving liberals crazy.
Yay!
This is the nuttiest thing I've ever heard. This is an interesting piece from a woman by the name of Genevieve Glatzky, writing in Politico magazine this week. And she writes this. This is the headline. The weird campaign to get Taylor Swift to denounce Donald Trump. One of the world's biggest pop stars doesn't want to talk about politics. Is that okay? The idea here is that, like everybody else in the entertainment world, by and large, has been sucked into this. No matter where you go, entertainers are using their social media accounts, using their opportunities at awards shows, using the television shows that they create, using the movies they create, and using the music that they create to build in either subtle, direct, aggressive, whatever, messages, especially against President Trump. Remember, recently you had Eminem record an entire song that he did freestyle attacking the president of the United States. He didn't get the president to respond, and then he weeks later came out and said that he was disappointed that Trump never even responded to him, didn't rise to the challenge. Taylor Swift doesn't make those challenges. Taylor Swift just makes songs that people like. And so far, she's decided, I'd rather just be an artist than a political commentator. Why do I need to be dragged into this? Yet time after time after time, it seems there's attempts to drag her into it. In fact, Mashable, listen to this, a website, Mashable is a tech website. They had this assessment that Taylor Swift, by virtue of the fact that she was wearing a sweater with a cutout on it when she was standing in line to go vote, she posted on Instagram, today is the day, go out and vote, last election day. That somehow people were able to sort out that she was a Hillary Clinton supporter by the nature of the cutouts on her sweater. People are trying to interpret her like the Shroud of Turin. Like, they're like, what is going on here? Like, who is she supporting? What is the message she's setting? What is the subtle thing she's trying to say? The truth is, she's probably not saying anything other than go vote. She's sort of had a vanilla approach to politics because, naturally, she doesn't want to alienate her fans. Her fans range from pop to country, which means that they range from liberal to conservative, by the way. And she's built that fan base and been successful for many years. If I'm Taylor Swift's agent, am I telling her now's the time to embrace politics? No. Now is not the time. You're successful because you've eschewed this nonsense. You've stayed out of alienating your audience. People like your music for what it is. Unless, apparently, you're liberal. Because she's constantly under attack by Democrats day after day after day. Speak out against Trump or else you're with him. They've accused her of being a part of the alt-right. They can't stand that her fan base includes white people. You should see the criticisms. They're nutty. They're fully insane. And it all has to do with what she's not saying rather than what she is.
This is just the left showing their tolerance. This is how they express tolerance and love for people for whom they suspect disagree with them. That's all it is. They're just showing her love. It's an outpouring.
Yeah, and look, Taylor Swift again, she succeeded here because for a number of reasons. One, she's actually talented. One, she writes her own music, and she, you know, and she riffs on things. She's always sort of been an object of oftentimes derision, and this comes with success. But I think also especially because she's a female performing artist, you know, she points out everyone always criticizes her about writing about her relationships, right? Like, how dare you mine your relationships for entertainment value? She just fires back, what about people like Ed Sheeran? What about the male artists who do the very same thing, who reflect upon their relationships, write music based on them, and then are just heralded as being fantastic? It's a little bit different, she says. So in that way, she almost sounds progressive, arguing that women are treated differently than men. I kind of agree with her. She is being treated differently than Ed Sheeran. But that's about as far as she goes. Does she support LGBT stuff occasionally? Sure. But that's not enough for the left. The left is upset that she's not coming out and saying Donald Trump is the worst human being ever.
They want full-throated, they want Ashley Judd, I am a nasty woman. That's what they want from her, because she has so many fans, and she has a lot of young fans, and so they want that. What I find interesting is that most of these celebrities, you know, Eminem,
right.
The rest of them, they're morons. I'm sorry. When it comes to assume that these people understand politics, it's just such a leap of faith. It's ridiculous. I'll say it again. Every human being is 100%, right? God makes 100%. Everybody is a full human being. Some people get a little bit more in one area than they get in the other. Someone like Taylor Swift, she's gorgeous and she's phenomenally talented. That means in other areas, God had to take away in order for it to add up to 100%. Nobody's more than 100%. So she just may not be that bright. Maybe she's smart enough to know it. And so she goes, I'm not going to get caught up in this because this is not my forte.
It turns out entertainers are allowed to do the thing that they're prescribed to do, entertain. And this is what gets lost not only in Hollywood and the music industry, but, by the way, the NFL. What is your job? To entertain. And sometimes when you cross the line into something different, don't be surprised when people have a strong reaction to your behavior that's way outside the lines of what you're expected to do.
Well, good for her. I like her even more now.
Yeah. 7:43 now on WMAL.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning,
all right,
Jamie.
Good morning. Park Police, boy, we've been busy this morning. Suitland Parkway with the long-standing crash coming inbound after Alabama Avenue towards Stanton Road. Still see some of that activity there. The delays, quite intense. They're back to Silver Hill Road, but it is just crawling along. Pennsylvania Avenue, you pick up some of the bailout traffic. East Capitol Street, not a good option today. So a lot of these arteries and crossings
into town quite jammed. The problem with these Capitol Street is once you get across the Anacostia and on toward RFK, still dealing with the broken down truck, and that's causing major delays in that whole corridor. George Washington Parkway, latest problem, still with this crash here. Southbound GW Parkway, south of 123, as you head down toward the overlook. So on the George Washington Parkway, crawling, and as commuters come up to that exit for 123, they're veering off, and everyone else has done the same thing. If you're taking 123 down to the chain bridge, it's only one lane in each direction, so we might rethink that. On the 66 ride, been about the volume, thank goodness only, through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, inside the Beltway without any issues, but remember, we're trying to get through this first week of the Easy Pass. And to the Wilson Bridge, backing up near St. Barnabas Road, about 20-minute trip right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather today, right where we should be, close to the 50-degree mark with a few clouds around. We have been a little bit chillier this morning, and then a little colder tonight, 34. Outlying areas will be down into the 20s. Next cold front's through. Friday, cloudy and cold. Highs just above 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Guess who's in the news? It's Christmas for Roger Goodell. Yes, Roger Goodell, way to go, my man. He got a deal. You know, Vince, I'm telling you, maybe we should have had his agent because he has signed a 5-year contract extension to remain the commissioner of the NFL because, wow, you know, he's doing such a bang-up job. You know, the stands are packed. People are loving the NFL right now.
Yeah, the ratings aren't slipping or anything.
The ratings are just through the ceiling. It's unbelievable. So a source told ESPN that the new contract would be worth $200 million over the life of the contract, about,
wow,
$40 million annually if owners approve all of the bonuses and all of the incentives are met. The new deal runs through 2023. The base salary of the new contract is in the single-digit millions, though. So
chump change.
Exactly. About 85% of the total potential compensation package is from bonuses, and those bonuses are subject to ownership approval and validation. The six members of the NFL Compensation Committee has been granted permission to negotiate the extension. That's what they do. Said that they supported the signed contract in a letter to NFL owners. The letter said, "Our committee unanimously supports the contract and believes that it is fully consistent with market compensation and the financial and other parameters outlined to the owners at our May 2017 meeting." Is there a market for NFL owners that you can compare the compensation package? With whom do you compare that?
I don't know. But
like, what is the market for that?
I'm not sure, but I think it's pretty amazing that he's getting all this money. I guess part of the reason for this is that supposedly he's very good on the business end of the NFL in terms of helping them make money.
Aren't they losing money?
But that's the question I have, is like when it gets to the consumer, though, their ratings are on the decline. They've got a massive PR crisis on their hands. They've offended all of their core star teams. The Cowboys and the Patriots hate Roger Goodell's guts. I don't know how you can successfully run a league when the top teams hate you, the ratings are in decline, and people are abandoning the stadiums. That doesn't exactly work, right? But anyway, they decided to extend it.
And I'm going to ask my big bugaboo question. He has earned $212.5 million since he was elected the commissioner in 2006. When do you just retire? For $212 million? How is that not enough money that you want to continue going?
Maybe
how?
He just loves his job, Mary.
I don't understand it. I'd be on the island. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading cutting edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-349-8892. That's 800-349-8892. 800-349-8892.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. We get a double shot at Jess.
Good morning, Mary. Hi. After hardly moving yesterday, stock futures are now mixed. The Dow is indicating a little drop when Wall Street opens this morning. Wildfires are threatening Los Angeles again today. Big winds are in the forecast to make things worse. This is another devastating and very expensive disaster for California. First, it was UPS. Now it's Walmart with delivery delays. Surging online purchases and just plain volume slowed down Walmart's distribution network. But Walmart says things are getting back to normal today or tomorrow. The color company Pantone is out with its color of the year for 2018. Ultraviolet. Pantone says it's a majestic deep purple you're already seeing in fashion and in products. The 2017 color, by the way, was grassy green. Christmas trees are getting really expensive, especially in big cities. $100 in some towns. So people are using pineapples instead. Decorated Christmas pineapples are all over the internet and one of the most searched terms on Pinterest. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advanced or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advanced Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, to recap this hour, Maryland open is 50 as you come off of the Bay Bridge and over toward Cape St. Clair. No longer detoured, and that's from the earlier crash, and you're moving along again there. So definitely better. On 410, East-West Highway in and out of Tacoma, still closed, and they say probably for the next 4 hours because of utility pole wires down. East-West Highway shut down between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. North of that, 193 University Boulevard works as an alternate for you. into town with the broken down truck initially reported in front of RFK blocking one lane. We have a mess, not just on East Capitol Street, but Minnesota Avenue, Riggs Road, Benning Road, so it's an overflow effect there. George Washington Parkway, serious crash is going to be southbound, south of the exit for 123. Now, initially, they were just allowing the shoulder to get by, so we're just at a crawl here and a lot of bailout traffic onto the Chain Bridge and Chain Bridge Road, so expect that heavy. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. A few clouds around this morning. A little chillier than 24 hours ago. We'll go through the day with a few clouds. And here's seasonable temperatures, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, the temperature's going the wrong way. It's 42 at 756 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
So when I think about the world I want for my children, I want them to be safe. That's why I decided to switch careers and pursue my Master of Science in Cybersecurity. The reason I picked UMUC was because that program had a good reputation in the industry. And now I come home every day and feel like what I'm doing matters. To make a difference for my family, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn your dreams, like Kate Reich's, into reality. University of Maryland University College is designated as a center of excellence in information assurance education by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your cyber career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Find out how UMUC can work for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
All right, Vince, what's coming up on WMAL?
All right, well, we're keeping a close eye on the future of Senator Al Franken, expected to make a statement today. Will it be that he's leaving the Senate? We'll find out.
And Eli Lake will be joining us to find out why it is such a travesty that the president is moving our embassy to Jerusalem. It's 8 o'clock and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. More than 24 people have been arrested in our area in what prosecutors are describing as a coordinated takedown stemming from a gang investigation.
The arrest took place throughout Maryland, Virginia, and the district on drug and firearms charges filed in federal court in Alexandria. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia, which is prosecuting most of the cases, said the charges stem from an investigation of area blood gangs. The investigation, dubbed Operation Tin Panda, began this spring and involves numerous federal and local police agencies. You can see a list of those arrested on our website. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The family of the 11-year-old Suitland boy shot while being babysat by a neighbor is asking for privacy and prayers as Prince George's County Police investigate what officers have called a tragic event. The boy remains in critical condition. Senator Al Franken, facing fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, expected to make an announcement today on the Senate floor.
Senator Al Franken is going to announce the fate of his future here in Washington, D.C. later today. His spokesperson late last night disputed a Minnesota public radio report saying that he was going to step down. But it is, having said that, it's widely expected that is exactly what he is going to do.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. Protests in the Palestinian-held West Bank following President Trump's announcement to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The high tolls charged to solo drivers on 66 inside the Beltway this week need to go. That's according to Republican members of the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission.
When some solo drivers were charged up to $40 to ride I-66 inside the Beltway during morning rush hour this week, it made national news. Northern Virginia Transportation Commissioner Ron Meyer.
The Northern Virginia Transportation Commission is actually the recipient of the vast majority of the revenue from these tolls. And so even we who get the revenue and get to spend it on transit projects are saying that this is outrageous.
At a meeting today, the commission will consider a resolution to cap the tolls immediately.
But it needs to be reasonable, affordable, and appropriate, and this is none of those things.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One less option heading into town from Frederick County. The Route 355 bridge over the Monocacy River shut down after a trash truck crashed.
And it did do some damage to the bridge structure, which is going to require a repair. So this is going to be an indefinite closure, not going to open anytime soon.
Charlie Gishler with
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.